Welcome to this special edition of Underground Auburn. I'm very excited to be back a year later with this potentially one-off episode, potentially a rebirth. This time around, we're chatting with one of the newer additions to Auburn's music scene, Point of Sizzle. In less than a year, they've already developed a significant fan base and even put out an 11-song album. Preston, James, and Carlos were kind enough to sit down with me and tell me a little bit about writing that album, what it's like being a band in a small college town, how Blink-182 is kind of the catalyst for all of it.
As a band, the only band that we all listened to that we're willing to admit was Blink-182,
yeah,
I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I came to them with. Hey, you want to be in a Blink-182 cover band?
And thus then, the trio.
Yeah, and then it just completely, nothing's the same after that. Yeah, I guess I kind of pulled it all together. I was in a jazz improvisation class with Preston, and I'd never been in a rock band before, and we both liked Blink-182, so I thought maybe we should ask him if he wanted to get together, and then turns out the only drummer I could actually find was Carlos, but heard him play the first time, and he was really good.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. We went out to the Coop in Tuskegee, and we had fried chicken, and it was just, James was like, hey, man, you want to be in a band? And I'm like, sure, that sounds great. Let's do it. Didn't know what to expect, and here we are.
Despite those humble beginnings, ambition took hold, and things started to snowball from there.
What, like, we had a week where we just exploded with original content. I think we originally had, like, 3 or 4 songs when we applied to Battle the Bands. And it was kind of like, well, what do? You know, we haven't really been playing long together. We haven't played electrically together ever because we've just been doing acoustic stuff at, like, the newsroom.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so after Battle of the Bands, when we had, like, a really good turnout and we had a really good response to that, we just kind of creatively exploded, wrote 11 songs, and we're like, hey, let's put an album together. And that's what we have out now.
Although hard work and talent have definitely played a role in their musical progression, there's always a bit of luck involved, too.
I was really nervous when we first started because when you start playing with people, it's really kind of a crapshoot whether or not you're going to creatively mesh well. But honestly, these guys have been the tightest group that I've played with, and we've been really fortunate to get along really well musically and personally, and it's just been great.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good experiences together as a band. We've been through a lot. And, you know, at the same time, like, we also just really enjoy hanging out with each other.
For Preston and James, happenstance even played a bit of a role in choosing their instruments.
I got started playing bass because everyone at my high school played bass. They all wanted, or guitar. Everyone at my school started playing guitar. They all wanted to be Eddie Van Halen or Jimi Hendrix. And guitar never really appealed for me. And I knew I'd be able to get more gigs as a bass player. And that was just kind of the crayon that I picked out of the box and went with it from there.
Well, my dad bought a guitar, and he said he would learn, and he didn't. I thought guitar was really cool, so I just kind of adopted it and slowly started playing more and more. I was more into Pat Metheny and Coltrane and stuff.
As for Carlos, well, at least he had some time to figure out what his instrument would be, or rather, instruments.
I've been playing drums since middle school, and I'm older than these guys, so I've been playing drums, I want to say, for like 12, 13 years now. And
you're coot.
I know. It's so nice, too, that I also have done some other stuff on the album. Like, I sing, and I also play acoustic guitar, which I picked up a couple years ago. But my main love is drums, and I've been playing that for a while. And it's so nice to find a group that you can actually play drums for, because, you know, when you're all by yourself, it's just like playing drums by yourself is only so much fun.
In other words, Carlos is the most versatile member of the band.
Yeah, yes. He plays everything that we do. And then some.
Another way the band was able to mesh well was in the songwriting process. Each member's strengths and weaknesses complement the others in such a way that the collaborative writing process really works.
I think we all have our own, like, unique style. Like, for example, me, I'm not very well versed in the writing guitar parts. I stick with very simple, like, 4-chord songs. Like, the songs that I've written and sang on are very simple to play on guitar. And normally what'll happen is James will come in and he'll start playing some stuff, and I'll just start writing words to it. And, like, I can crank out a song in a night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that's a gift, but I don't really necessarily, like, without James, I have a really hard time, like, putting music down to, like, lay lyrics on top of.
I always tried to come up with something that had good voice leading on the guitar, and then, you know, obviously he comes in and makes an amazing bass line, and he makes a good beat, so it all comes together. But the hard part for me was the lyrics. That always comes last.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's, like, binders, the binders of my summer notes when I wrote most of this stuff. There's a couple of class notes.
Instead of paying attention to class.
Yeah, and then you see, like, oh, and it's usually I'll write, like, I'll get a melody, and I'll just write random lyrics that fit it so I can remember it. And there's just series after series of slight variations on these throughout the semester. And then by the end, there's a song.
When I normally write songs, I try to leave them as bare bones as possible because playing with these guys for as long as I have, you kind of get to a point where you trust what they're going to do. So for the songs that I wrote, I didn't have any kind of guitar parts or drum parts in mind because I knew that they would be able to write exactly what needed to be there.
You know, Three Lampposts was actually the first song that we ever wrote together, but we could never put together words for it.
Gosh.
And so it was one of those things that just got put to the back burner, and we'll do something with it later. And then we eventually wrote Here Right Now, which was our very first, like, fully completed tune that we played at Battle of the Bands. But yeah, Three Lampposts, it was there from the very beginning. And
it was the first, like, it had the first thing that we had the music done for, and it was the last thing that we had the lyrics done for.
And you just kind of threw something together, and
oh, I did.
It's really one of my favorite songs. It's so weird.
Hey, is it doing stuff? They say life's better than you could imagine. The only thing that's in your way is passion. Forget your idols, forget what you are. Replace your childish dreams, cause you'll go far. But I don't wanna live the way you tell me. A boring, simple, plain, and ordinary. Live like a zombie, just do what you're told. I see it happening to young and old. But I'm gonna take a stand. And I'm living the life you plan. So say what you're gonna say. I'm doing it anyway. I'm all brand. Everybody seems to want the same things. Driving fancy cars and wear diamond rings. They say it's best if you just wait in line. You'll understand it if you give it time. But there's a thousand ways to live your own life. Don't let them tell you that there's only one right. The future's open and it's there for you. You'll find success if you can see it through. Now I'm gonna take a stand. I'm living the life you planned. So say what you're gonna say. I'm doing it anyway.
That was a little sample of Three Lampposts for you. As much fun as these guys have writing songs together, though, that doesn't mean they shy away from approaching some more somber topics on the album.
Carry Home was originally written for a girl named Mickey Shunick. She was a college student who went to Lafayette, Louisiana, which is where I did my undergrad. And she was tragically kidnapped and murdered. And so the idea was is that she went missing and no one really knew where she was. And there was this big search and a huge effort to try to bring Mickey home. And I just remember getting really caught up and involved, like, with, you know, checking the news every day, like, what's going on? Did they find her today? Like, is there any new clues? And so I wrote that song after they had found her and found out the whole story. And they really talked about how Mickey was a fighter and how she just shone her light on everybody in her life. And so really that's what the song encompasses. And for the band, I know that that took on a very special meaning, especially singing for her, and I think we also have some other experiences that we've shared together that really bring that song to life, and that's one of those things that I think when your music becomes more than just a song about memories or another story, it's just when you make it your own story. And I think that's really when, really as a band, I think we kind of came together and had a moment where, like, we became more than just friends. We were more than just a band. You know, like, we became brothers.
So that's what it's like behind the scenes for Point of Sizzle. But what about on stage? We get to hear a little now about two particularly special shows, a band favorite.
You know, I'll just go ahead and put this out there. I think playing at last year's Battle of the Bands was probably the most fun I've had playing on stage, playing with a band that I've had probably my whole life. It was just the experience of getting up there with a brand new band, had no idea how this was going to sound electrically, because this was the first time that I practiced with an electronic drum set just for the sake of not upsetting the neighbors. And playing on an acoustic set, I haven't played on one in a while, and not knowing how we would all sound all mic'd up and super loud, and it really jived well together. It was a really good feeling, and, you know, just having all of our friends there supporting us for the very first time at our very first show was just really, that was a lot of fun.
And terrifying.
And their record release show.
It was a really, really great night. There were a lot of people out there, not only for us, but for the band that we played with, Scooter McGavin. Everybody was having a really good time. The atmosphere was very relaxed, and it was just really, really nice. It was exactly what we needed.
It was really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Spicer's Music was a really great place to have, like, a CD release party with, like, your close group of friends, like, your fans that just want to come out and be there on a Tuesday night to support you, so.
I don't think we were expecting the turnout that we got either.
No, it was
that was very humbling.
Yeah, it was really nice to see a lot of people come out there and show support for our music and the hard work that we had done. I know that album took us about 5 months to finish, and we put a lot of work into it, and it really paid off.
It's not always easy to find somewhere to play in Auburn, though, especially downtown.
Are more catering to a DJ crowd rather than live music.
Yeah.
So it can be hard to initially get your foot in the door. But there are bands around here like Gypsies with Knives that do frequent the bars and play there a lot. So I think once a band gets established, it becomes easier for that. But I think if a lot of bands make the push for that, we can make Auburn's music scene a lot more vibrant and special.
And I feel like if places opened up to the idea of having more local bands come and play and at least give them a chance, especially like us, give us a chance.
Yeah.
then I really feel like that would really break open the scene for more local bands to come and play. We really do want to like see Auburn develop more of a local music scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we want to be a part of that. And it's not just a selfish like, hey, we want it to be all about Point and Sizzle, but we want to see like other bands like that we like Scooter McGavin. I want to play with other local bands. Like, I don't want to go to Skybar and say, here's our press kit, hire us, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we're booked for the next 5 months with bands from out of town. Like, I'd rather know a local band that's playing here and says, hey, can we open for you guys, and then, like, return the favor later on.
That was one of the things I liked about Earthfest, is they catered to local bands, which is always a good thing. You got a lot of good, talented musicians in Auburn that don't normally get a chance to play anywhere, so that can be their big, shining moment, which is good. I think we need more of that.
Absolutely.
Despite its downsides, there are some really great things about being part of the Auburn music scene.
Yeah, I think, and that's a good thing about Auburn, too, with the local music scene. Like, yeah, it could be better, but there's not a lot of competition, so it's not like you're going to be fighting with big-name bands. Like, if you go to Nashville, I mean, good luck ever getting discovered or ever getting a chance. You know, whereas here in Auburn, like, you might have a chance to really make a big statement about your band, about your music, and I feel like that's one of the things that a small town really can really offer.
And to that effect, I haven't met a band in Auburn that wasn't really nice or cool or just...
Yeah, that you wouldn't want to play a show
with. Yeah, good people to not only be potential, I guess, business partners or musical partners with, but just hang out with them.
Point of Sizzle has been able to accomplish as much as they have in a year. It's worth wondering what the future holds. Where would they like to be 10 years from now?
10 years. Well, where do you see it?
I guess when you consider when a band quote unquote makes it big, like I think everybody's idea of what it means to make it big is different. For us, we just want to play as many places as possible. We want as many people in the world to hear our music. And in 10 years, if we have successfully played enough shows, written enough albums, and just got our music out there and have people somewhere out there say, hey, we really like this band. We want to remember them. I mean, we don't want to necessarily, I mean, I'd like to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something like that, but whether the world remembers who we are, we just want to be known as that band that it was a lot of fun to see them and we had a really good time. And in 10 years, if we're still playing music or retired, I just know that I want to look back on it and have it be a great experience.
From what I can tell, Point of Sizzle's already making their mark in that respect. What about the more immediate future?
We're trying to not only get set up here, but maybe head over to Atlanta, play some gigs, maybe up in Huntsville, where I'm from. Really anywhere.
Yeah, we'll play in somebody's backyard or a swimming pool. I don't know
in
if,
a swimming pool?
If we can play in the swimming
I don't
pool.
Know if we can play in the swimming
that'd be cool.
pool.
Like, they drained it? Yeah, if they drained it, that'd be cool.
Hey, what, there's a music video where somebody played in an empty swimming pool. I'm going to figure that one out.
We could, probably Sum 41.
We could do the baby thing where he's like on the float in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We'll make that happen.
We got a show on April 27th at 8th and Rail Bar in Opelika. And we'll be playing for about 4 hours. It starts at 9, we'll probably be finishing up at 12. And should be a lot of fun.
That's it for this episode of Underground Auburn. Hopefully not the last, but if it is, be sure to check out my project Tumblr to find out what else I'm up to. You can find it at haleycox.tumblr.com. That's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, C-O-X.tumblr.com. As for Point of Sizzle, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and their newly launched website, www.pointofsizzle.com. Also, be sure to check them out Saturday, April 27th at 8th and Rail in Opelika. Thanks for listening.